Wow. It is Friday. It is yay day on June the 18th, 2021. It is 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. You guys know what I'm about to ask you to do. If you will, please, I will be so grateful if you head on over to Facebook. And I want your fingers to do the walking, fingers to do the gliding on your mobile devices. Type in the keyword, the fierce female. Give the page a like and follow it if you will. But guess what, guys? What I really want to get to the juicy stuff on today. We got two Davids in the house. We got two Davids. Double the money for the one price. All right, so listen. I have David Wenzel and David Vando. I am so pumped up about this. Oh, my God. Listen to me. Listen, listeners. I want you guys to check this out. David has written this phenomenal piece. It is available on Amazon.com. I have been looking on the Internet, checking out the videos, and it is spectacular. What am I talking about? I am talking about Hamlet and Horatio. Man, this stuff is juicy. This is juicy, juicy, juicy. David has a long career, many accomplishments, been on many TV shows, TV series, films, daytime series, daytime soap operas. My God, the list is so very long. And I am so very blessed, so very fortunate, so very honored to have this young man on the show on today. Mr. David, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Good. Can you hear me clear? I hope you can.
Yes, I can. I have the other David on the line as well. Hello, David Vando.
Hello. It is a beautiful day here in New York, and we, both David and I, are very excited to be on your show and get a chance to tell your viewers, rather your listeners, a little bit about our project, Hamlet Horatio.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I do want to give a little backstory. As I said in the beginning, I want to tell a little bit about Hamlet Horatio. You guys, if you don't know about Hamlet Horatio, it celebrates the power of love to transcend corruption and evil driven by Horatio's mission to keep Hamlet's spirit alive. You know what? And I want to dig into this right now. I don't want to waste any time. And I want you guys to jump right in and tell me what your vision was and what gave you the enthusiasm to want to write this piece of work.
Well, I guess I can start. The enthusiasm began many years ago, over 20 years ago, when David Wenzel was playing the role of Hamlet in the stage version. And he had done it multiple times live. And after he did it the first time, the two of us conversed, and I made suggestions on how his adaptation for a small production with reduced actors and everything could be enhanced. And we kept working on it each time it was done. And then we got to the point, we came up with a lot of very good ideas, but we said we can't go any further and can't do anything more or reach a greater audience unless we think of this in cinematic terms. Well, then I decided that I would take the plunge and decided to take our ideas and the things we had learned and worked on and make it the core of a cinematic approach to the story of Hamlet, Shakespeare's Hamlet. And in so doing, we both agreed that what we wanted to focus on was the spiritual relationship of those two characters, who in essence are the mirror image of the same soul, two different aspects of the same soul. And that's what we focused on, the spiritual journey of these two souls in trying to overcome evil, and with the character, the spirit of Hamlet, dying at the end and his soul transcending.
Mm.
So that was our main intent, and over the years, we developed the idea and refined it and refined it and refined it and kept working on it until we finally came up with a version that we liked. This was several years ago. And then we made the plunge into going into production. And David was the key of making all of that come about. David, you
wow.
jump in.
Wow. Wow. You know, that's really exciting. And I do have one other question that I do want to ask both of you. So David Vandel, from a writer perspective, because you are the writer, I want to ask you, and then David Wenzel, you are the producer. So from both of your standpoints and vision, what challenge did you come to when you put the piece together from a producer standpoint and from a writer standpoint? What was one of the challenges that you met and then you overcame to make your piece be successful?
Yes. As a writer, I had to overcome a play that runs for about 4 or 5 hours and reduce it to a film that would have all the essence of the importance of the script in an hour and just a little over an hour and a half. Now, that was a mammoth task, but as I say, we had a focal point, and that was the spiritual relationship of those two characters. So extraneous characters that didn't fit into this focus were eliminated. Scenes that didn't fit into this focus were eliminated. Other scenes, cinematic scenes with dialogue, without dialogue, were added. And that was the first big challenge. The second challenge was in using the Shakespearean text, I had to edit it very, very, very carefully so that the text would play like any other movie you go to see, and you wouldn't need a dictionary and you wouldn't be confused by words or anything. Archaic words had to be replaced by other words that were still in Shakespeare's vocabulary but would be clearer to a contemporary audience. So we had to rethink everything in cinematic terms so that the film would be completely accessible to a contemporary audience. Those are my biggest challenges.
Wow. I can imagine, you know, I can imagine the challenge, but I can't imagine going through the process to getting it to completion. As you stated, taking 3 hours and getting it down to an hour and a half. And it's so beautifully written, so beautifully presented. And so I do want to know the challenge from a producer standpoint, from David Wenzel.
Well, yeah, it was one of the biggest challenges was conceding over the fact that it having such a personal attachment to me, and actually one of the productions is how I met my wife. So for me, it was difficult as a producer and actor, that duality, to turn it over to our lead actor to play the role. You know, so there was a little bit of an internal conflict because it's hard to, something that was yours for such a long time, then to pass it on to the correct age, by the way. And, you know, that was a difficult thing internally that I had to deal with. But once I got past that, the challenges of producing are very tough. It's like you're kind of like, you know, your director may be the coach, but you're kind of like the GM. So you've got to put all these missing pieces together in terms of cast and crew and logistics and props and all the aesthetics that are needed, and, you know, being very mindful of the fact of, you know, being a low-budget film and competing with, you know, other films in the marketplace, and how to make it relevant and how to you know, attract an audience that normally would be intimidated by Shakespeare, and making it what I would call user-friendly, and having all the components of not just this great story, aside from the Bible, which is number one, you know, Shakespeare's work has got to be number two. The duality of characters and the spiritual crises that they all face is an incredible endeavor no matter what you read. Hamlet in particular, because he's also dealing with the duality of heaven and hell. Is it better to live? Is it better to die? He's got this apparition of his father that appears to him, and he has to discern, is this from hell or is this from heaven? And, you know, what do I have to do? It's that whole duality of life, love, existence, and the meaning of our purpose, which ties Horatio and Hamlet together out of that love and friendship. I mean, basically, the end of the play where we kind of like to start, we're taking it from Horatio's perspective as he steps out into the, I don't want to say breaking the fourth wall, but we use the stage as a component, the sound stage, as him, Horatio, kind of stepping out and orchestrating this whole story of the death of Hamlet. Even if you don't know the text, at the end of the play, Hamlet is poisoned, and he's literally dying on the floor. And his friend, Horatio, reaches to take the cup and follow him, drink the poison and follow him. And Hamlet really just puts his hand on his wrist and says, I need you to live. If you don't live to tell this story, nobody knows it happened. So that's the love and the bond and the friendship and the obligation and the direction that David Bandeau and I wanted to pursue that relationship. Not that there's not other great characters. We got strong, strong women in this. You know, the Anna that plays the queen, Ophelia, Paige, who plays Ophelia. I mean, these characters are also dealing with their own personal strife. You know, and I mean, as an audience, what I really would love, I mean, those are the kind of the challenges of a producer. And then, you know, I would say I'm more of a creative producer because this was more of a personal attachment to me because of the years and the tenure of doing it. I almost feel like I'm, you know, Eugene O'Neill's father who spent his whole life playing the Count of Monte Cristo. I guess you could say a good part of my life or majority of it has been, you know, this Hamlet piece and reinventing it and telling it and reinventing it. And I know you probably appreciate from a creative standpoint, you know, you're only as good as the work that you put out there. And you can, as an actor, I can have my agent kind of get me auditions and get callbacks and inevitably probably not book them. But as an artist, you have the control to guide your own career artistically, what you want to do and make it be of importance and things to that nature. And that's what I think this film does. I think this film really, we have a great director, Paul Warner, who's a Sundance Award winner, who came in, worked with David on the final stages, locked in a script in terms of a shooting script and all those camera components. We had an amazing cinematographer, Hernan Toro, who's done, I mean, a lot of films and was able to bring this film up. Like, when you watch this film and the viewers watch this film, you know, you're going to see a high level of production value on every equal playing field that any Hollywood film comes out of. Great sound, great score, great pictures, but more so than that, a balance of acting from every actor from A to Z does not miss a beat. They may not be household names, but they can compete with anybody in Hollywood. I mean, the work on this and the love and labor that they put into it is incredible. And for the audience that's looking for something to watch, listen, you still have action here. It's an action. It's a thriller. It's a horror. It's got a, you know, a spiritual component. There's so many pieces in it. You know, I mean, David Bandeau and I have been very, very fortunate to have this film on the festival circuit. And, you know, we've won best film in 7 times. You know, the L.A. Film Festival. We won in Russia. You know, the international audiences are really loving it and really, you know, giving the little engine that could a name. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if that answers all your questions. I certainly definitely want to shout out to our lead actor, Andrew, and Themo. Themo was seen in Mark Wahlberg's Patriot Day. He played the killer, the bomber, so to speak. And, you know, for him to step in and do this was great because it also shows range on his career and his belief in the script and taking it to another level. So, I mean, I know I kind of rambled a little, and I apologize for that. But, I mean, I just hope I answered the question on the producerial side.
Yes, yes, you did. And I did have one other question I wanted to ask in regard to your craft and in regard to honing your craft. Did you find yourself reaching back and pulling out of yourself some of the different parts that you played from the past and using it, using all that creativity and all the different talent? Did you find yourself reaching back to put together this piece?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every your body of work as an actor, it's like everyone thinks as an actor, I don't know where this came along, but, you know, you zip yourself out of your body and jump into another body. That is absolutely horse, you know what. That's not how it works. It's the work that you do is you try to get, if you can get the emotional range right of the character and use your life experiences and trust enough of the experiences that you had, I mean, that's what you draw on as an actor. And every piece that I've done has informed me up to this point, whether it's on a soap opera, whether it was on an episodic, whether the million off-Broadway plays that I performed in, you know, in front of audiences of 3 people to audiences of 1,500 people, you know, every one of those aspects informs and guides you in the direction that you're going. And all of that came together, you know, in this particular film. Again, it was hard for me because I had a release over the Hamlet, but I stepped in and got to create another little character out of this in the play within the play. I play Lucianus, which is my interpretation of the Joker, so to speak. And then David Bandeau, as a writer, also stepped in, and he plays the cinematographer, which is very iconic in our piece because, you know, it's a pictorial picture. It's not a stage play. It's a pictorial. You know, you can literally show. We had one interview, I think, a week ago, and I was saying that, oh, it was the Brazil market. We were talking to 2 hosts with an interpreter and taking our questions and stuff, and I was like, you know, honestly, you just turn the volume down and follow the pictures, you're going to get the story. Because the pictures tell the 1,000 words that you need. Each one is a piece of work. Every frame is, to me, a Rembrandt or, you know, a Monet or, you know, expressionistic. But you can literally pause in every frame and you have a piece of artwork right in front of you in each frame, which is incredible.
Yes, absolutely. And so I was going to ask you as well, I wanted to ask both of you, from your work from the past, you know, going forward, well, especially David Bandeau being a writer, how did you see your writing being developed? I know over the course of the years as a writer, myself, I've watched my writing go from one level to another.
Let me just say,
okay.
Yeah, let me just interrupt you because I've been dying to say this. I'm not a young man. Most people my age are either dead, retired, or both. I'm neither. And have a lot of experience. And I've worked in all different forms. I've worked with ballets. I've worked in musical comedies. I've worked in opera. I've done scenarios I've adopted operas. I've translated them. I've acted. I've sung. I've written plays, performed both here in New York and in Europe and in different places in the country. And I have won prizes for my work. So this coming so late in my life has the benefit of all the years of experience that I've had. And there isn't a moment in this script that doesn't reflect back in some way to my artistic life.
You know, that speaks volume. What you just said, that's volume. That's so volume, and it's so valuable what you just said, because when individuals listen to this interview, they will be able to be encouraged, inspired, motivated to know that they can move forward and to know that something even greater is in front of them. Whatever is behind them is behind them, but they can use whatever is behind them to help push them forward. You know, a lot of times we may get stuck at one point. We may not know which direction to go in, but we can always use what's behind us to push us and inspire us to go forward. And what you just said the different places that you've been throughout your career. You know, it's just such an honor. It's such an honor. It's a huge honor and a blessing to be able to speak and talk with both of you during this interview. I'm really humbled to have the opportunity to talk to you about Hamlet and Horatio and the many works that you both have touched your fingers to. And it's just really a phenomenal blessing. It's just phenomenal. So I really thank you both for taking the time out of your schedule and being here on today on the Fierce Female Network. The Fierce Female Network will never be the same again because this is such a huge honor and a huge blessing. And so I just want you to know that at this moment.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
I mean, I feel honored and blessed just to have met you. I was enjoyed our correspondence together and was very excited to get on your show. I mean, you know, I know we spent a lot of time talking about Hamlet. I guess if they're Googling and looking at it on Amazon Prime, it's technically Hamlet / Horatio, but you can't miss it because you'll see David Bando and David Wenzel and Paul Warner's name. And, you know, the big thing is that all I can ask is, even if you just watch the trailer, leave a nice comment because we're fighting the Hollywood machine. And all those comments on Prime really help elevate us in the status of that community. And I guess there's an algorithm to it, too. I'm not too hip and privy on that. But all that stuff helps. You know, even if you just go and you watch the trailer and, you know, you, for some reason or other you didn't rent it, you still can make a comment on it because all that informs the audience. It's a labor of love piece. And also we want to pass on something to all generations that can not be so intimidated by Shakespeare, give them the courage and strength to pursue things in their own life. There's going to be obstacles as we all have faced this entire past year and a half, so to speak. David Bando and I went through all of this with 9/11. David lived literally a few blocks from the tower, and he was uprooted and couldn't go back down to his place for 6 months. So there, you know, every adversity has within it a seed of equal or greater benefit. And you just got to look, you know, when you're in that, it's a lot easier said than done. I mean, look at the Black Lives Movement. It's about time people are speaking up about corruption. You know, to be honest with you, this should have been eradicated back in Rodney King's era that happened there and even before that. But where a lot of people in our older generation said they just accepted it and said this is the way it is, the one thing I do know about this new generation is they're like, why? Why can't we change it? And that's actually a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing.
Yes,
and that's, you know, coming from David Bando and myself. You know, we never looked at color. We never looked at any of that stuff, especially this piece is a reflection of the spirit and the soul, right? I mean, God's not looking at that.
That's right.
God's looking at, you know, who you are, what have you done, what have you left behind, you know? And there is almighty forgiveness, too, you know. Not that I'm trying to get on a preaching trail, but I'm just saying this film is, some people are so confused that they see it and they hear the title and they naturally assume here comes an RSC production of Hamlet or a Kenneth Branagh's production of Hamlet. It's such a unique interpretation that, you know, a young audience would certainly gravitate and appreciate it if they just give it the time that it needs. Just sit down for 90 minutes. I mean,
David, I just want to say that our cast is age appropriate. Our Hamlet was just in his late teens and early 20s when I cast him in the piece with David, and it's basically a young cast of immensely talented actors who are going to be stars in the future, and they're working hard now, just as I know a lot of your young listeners are working hard to make their future. And look, David and I had lots of disappointments and lots of setbacks in our career, but we never let it stop us. So I encourage all you young people listening not to give up or be dissuaded from your dreams. Be persistent. Be persistent. Trust in God, and you will find you will be more than amply rewarded.
Mm. Wow.
Amen. Amen on that.
Amen. Yes. Oh, my goodness. That really touched a spot in my heart. It really did. You know, and I do want to give David Wenzel, as well as David Wenzel, an opportunity, because I saw a class, I believe, that David Wenzel is offering, like a boot camp for actors that may be interested in writing a piece of their own work, maybe writing a film. I believe I saw you offering a class along those lines. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm teaching an adult class now for young actors and giving them an experience. I'm working on classic or contemporary classic works so they can identify, you know, strong writing and technique. And, you know, all the various aspects of it and what. These are people that want to pursue it. They've been intimidated by the process and trying to give them an opportunity to express themselves artistically, whether they become an actor or not, and also let them know that, you know, it's not really about walking down the red carpet or slapping down a big star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's not the goal. The goal is, if you want to pursue this, realistically speaking, you can work as an actor. You can get day parts in films and television. You can do your regional community theater. You know, if you make it, the class is really about discovering a love for the art, and the rest will take care of itself. But the other class is a program that I was creating to, you know, give everyone the opportunity and the skills and the tools that they need to go create their own little short films and have their voices heard. You know, and not wait for permission. If you sit back and wait for a producer to say yes to you, you'll probably be waiting until you're age 80. You can go create your own, or 90, or whatever. You know, go make them look at you. You know, and trust me, they will. They totally will. So that is definitely something that I'll be doing as well.
You know, let me ask you this question. When you were talking about the class, you know, a question came up, and we have just about 2 minutes left in this particular episode, and I want to throw this out really, really quickly, because I've experienced it, and I'm sure other writers have experienced it. When you're working on a piece, and then you might get to the middle, you may get to the end of the work, and then, of course, life happens, you get a setback, and you might have to put the piece of work to the side, and you find yourself having a challenge and having a difficult time coming back to their work because something else has taken over. And so
Right. How
do you handle that? What do you, how do you get yourself to get back in the trenches to that work you were working on?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and I know David has been more immersed in the writing world, but from my perspective, it's even like the craft of acting, where you always have to continually study. So life is always going to step in and show its cards, and you obviously have to give it the diligence that it deserves. But you, even no matter what's going on, you know, a lot of kids, maybe I used to spend 2 hours a day. During this is going on, it's 30 minutes or it's 15 minutes. You just got a dedicated time that's a quiet time. Maybe it's 5 a.m. in the morning or it's when everyone's go to bed. You just have to discipline yourself as if you were going to the gym or as if you were on a diet to stay disciplined and a lot. No matter where you are during the course of the day, this is your special time. And maybe it's only, like I said, 15 or a half an hour. Take that time and stay in that habit, so that habit becomes habitual. And then that's almost as essential as, you know, eating food. And remember, that's you're feeding your soul, and you have to give yourself that time. It's just like when you honor the Sabbath, and you go to honor, you know, the Lord, you know. You have to take that time for yourself. Life is always going to step in. That's the biggest challenge, and I think that's what's kind of worked for me. Sometimes I don't get to spend as much time as I wanted, but at least I know every day I did something to move me towards my ultimate goal.
Yes.
Sometimes we just have to trust that there's a guardian spirit over us that's telling us when and how to proceed. There was a gap between the first draft of the film and our actually working on it and developing it to where it was of about 15 years. So I had to come back to the script after all that time And, the ideas just started to pour out. And there were times that I felt I was being channeled. And, again, it's not giving up on yourself. It's being persistent. Sometimes it would take me several days, hours of work, to find the one right word to replace an archaic Shakespearean word. That was how difficult it was sometimes. But was it worth? Was it worth it? You better believe it.
Yes, yes. That is phenomenal. You know what? And this has been so valuable. This time together has been so valuable to me, and I know it's been so valuable to all the many listeners that listen in. And I do want to take a moment to say thank you to listeners that do tune in and listen on a frequent basis, on a daily basis, that listen from Germany and the United States, Bangladesh, Canada, from all over the world. I really do appreciate all of the listeners that tune in and that listen on demand by streaming and downloading. So I just want to take that time to say thank you so very much, and thank you so very kindly.
Thank you, too, by the way, for the work that you're doing.
Amen to that.
I really appreciate that. And I do want to ask if you both of you have closing remarks on this episode, because we are just about out of time. So do you have any closing remarks that you want to leave with the listening audience? You're more than welcome.
Yeah, just go see the movie. Go see the movie. Go see it and write about it. And yeah, I mean, it really helps.
Don't be afraid. You'll be surprised at how much you're going to end up liking it.
I like that. Don't be afraid. So, you guys, I want you to jump on over to Amazon.com. I want you to go to Hamlet/Horatio. Take a look at the video. Like David said, just watch the trailer. Leave a comment. Give some feedback. It really does help. And I've read the comments. They're beautiful comments, beautiful feedback. It's just so amazing. This piece of work, almost called it a piece of literature. You never know where it's going to end up in the future. What we do today, we don't know where it's going in the future. So Hamlet, Horatio, let me tell you something. We've all had to study Shakespeare, and, I was a little bit intimidated. I was a little bit afraid when I saw Hamlet. I was like, oh, my gosh. But then when I looked at it, I was like, wow, it's mind-blowing. Take a look. You will be surprised. The work that they have put into it, it is so stellar. It is so pristine. It's so clear, crystal clear. I'm telling you, take a look at it. Leave a review. Do what you possibly can. Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps to push it to the next level, because it could be in the classrooms, in the future. We don't know. This piece of work could end up in classrooms. You never know where a piece of work will end up. And so if there's no other closing remarks, we're going to end this particular broadcast, this episode, because we are out of time. David Van Zyl and David Van Duel, thank you so much for sharing with me on today. It has truly been a pleasure and a honor.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
You motivated. You winning.